Our first presentation this morning is going to be about SEC developments at the SEC in terms of cybersecurity, and our panelists are actually going to jump right in and introduce themselves.
Great. Thanks, Emily. Good morning. Who doesn't want to talk about SEC cyber enforcement first thing in the morning?
Yeah, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
So my name is Tim Newman. I'm a partner at Haynes & Boone. I work in a litigation internal investigations group. I've spent a fair amount of my career working on SEC enforcement matters on the defense side and cybersecurity investigations and litigation as well. So this topic is kind of a convergence of two practice areas for me. And Derek, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Derek Kleiman. I'm a senior counsel with the Securities and Exchange Commission in the Fort Worth Regional Office. I'm a senior counsel in the Crypto Asset and Cybersecurity Unit, which is a national unit based out of Washington, D.C. Been with the commission for about 4 years, but the 10 years before that, I was a supervisory special agent with the FBI, worked national matters involving SEC-related parallel investigations, including ones that involve cybersecurity disclosures. So, and I'll just get it out of the way. So even though I'm here in my official capacity today, any of my comments today do not represent the commission, the commissioners, or the staff of the SEC.
All right, and I will make a disclaimer about the slides. To avoid Derek having to ask for approval at the SEC, I made these slides myself, so they don't necessarily reflect the thoughts of Derek. They are my slides, so
sounds
get
good.
That disclaimer out of the way. So we're going to talk primarily about updates today, but I do want to say the slides are frankly pretty comprehensive in terms of SEC enforcement efforts related to cybersecurity. So they should be a good reference guide for you. They kind of cover the waterfront in terms of enforcement activity in this realm. We'll focus on a couple of things specifically that we think are probably most relevant to this audience and also the latest developments related to cyber. But Derek, I'll let you kick us off kind of giving an overview of the SEC's cyber authority.
Sure. So and we're going to cover some of the rule making that have come out over the last actually couple of months and the stuff that's proposed rules regarding registrants here. But if you go back in time a little bit, so the SEC first started putting out general disclosures about cybersecurity practice as far back as 2011. They subsequently updated some of that in 2018. The Division of Corporation Finance, or CorpFin, has been kind of on the forefront of, and if you think about how the commission operates, you know, we're a disclosure-based enforcement agency, right? So we go after companies that have had disclosure-based issues. And so where I sit in the enforcement division is I will look at publicly traded companies that either have made what is potentially a material misstatement or an omission with respect to cybersecurity practices. If there's been a cybersecurity incident and it rises to the level of something that we'd be interested in, then that's where we kind of step in. You know, I would say public companies are kind of the most noteworthy bucket of where you see the most, you know, attention by the news media, where you see probably the biggest focus whenever I'm talking to the defense bar. But I would say almost equally as important, and sometimes a little bit under the radar, is all the regulated entity compliance, right? So you're talking about your investment advisors, your broker-dealers who have obligations under the various rules and regulations that the commission manages. I'd say they're almost equally as important. And so those types of cases, while they may not be as newsworthy, oftentimes have sometimes a bigger impact to what goes directly to one of the SEC's three missions, which is protect investors. And then obviously where I sit in the cyber and crypto unit, you know, I could probably do an entire day panel on crypto asset and the regulation that's going on in that space right now. You know, feel free to talk to me offline. I'm happy to just talk to you. But that's probably a big amount of the attention going on in this space. I would say, though, that you will find that cybersecurity gets almost equally as much attention, at least when I'm having conversations internally. And last but not least, even though I don't sit in the division of exams, oftentimes they are kind of like the tip of the spear in terms of developing and understanding where issues are with companies, be it the registrants who are undergoing one of their annual exams, We oftentimes get referrals from exams. They just came out with their new list of priorities. So if you've not already looked at it, I would advise you that it'd be a good place to start. I would say over the next several years, you'll find cybersecurity as one of the tenets of what we're really focusing on.